Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is your partner in success, Denise Griffiths. I am an online entrepreneur. I'm a virtual assistance industry expert, and I'm a web developer. I want to welcome you to the Online Entrepreneur Audio Interview Series, which has been created to provide you with practical guidance from other very, very successful entrepreneurs that I've worked with or have learned from or communicate with in some fashion. These are all people that I really think, you know, very highly of their skills. So my intention for this series today and going forth is to empower you to achieve your dreams and to live a successful and a very accomplished life. So today I'm excited. I have the privilege of being joined by the Internet Genius, and that's the perfect name for Ben. This is Ben Cope. He is known as the Internet Genius. Ben is somebody that I know well. I work with him on a lot of projects, and I have tremendous admiration and respect for. He is not called the Internet Genius for nothing. Ben is a dot-compreneur. We all know what that means. He is a web designer. He's an Internet marketing consultant, and he specializes in high-end custom websites, including WordPress blogs, and we're going to be talking about that today because it's just so important. As I mentioned earlier, Ben and I work together on many high-end projects, and I can tell you from the heart, he's an internet marketing savvy, well-versed in code, and top-notch graphic designer. He's the bomb, as far as I'm concerned, to put it in the vernacular. So first of all, Ben, welcome, and thank you for joining me. I know your schedule is extremely hectic because we're working right now, as we speak, on a couple of very high-end projects that are beating us into the ground, aren't they?
Yeah, so absolutely.
They are. But we learn something. Every time we take on one of these projects, both of us walk away and go, wow, learn something new. So I'm excited that you're here with me today because, as you know, and we've had this conversation many times privately, I consider, and I know you consider, a WordPress blog, at the very least, to be an integral part of any online entrepreneur's social marketing strategy.
Right.
And you're the perfect person to explain to our listeners why this is so critical and so important to their online presence and to their continued growth. So, Ben, I've introduced you, and you're probably sitting there blushing by now, but could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be known as the Internet Genius?
Absolutely. Well, first let me start by thanking you for inviting me to be a part of the call. I'm so excited to be able to share what I am truly passionate about. I am known as the Internet Genius, and that was actually a title that one of my clients, Jill Koenig, gave me when I helped set up her website, and that's been a few years ago now. And since then, I've helped literally hundreds of other people make money with their websites, make their websites more powerful and more profitable, and so that title has kind of stuck along with me. I am basically a full-time entrepreneur or a dot-compreneur. Somebody once said before that if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life, and that's really what I do. I get paid to do what I love to do, which is helping people build and manage their own websites, and I can tell you there's no greater feeling in the world than knowing that I'm able to wake up every morning and provide for my family by doing something that I love, and I am married. I have two beautiful girls. One is 7 years old, just getting ready to finish the first grade, and another one is in preschool. So being an entrepreneur is something that has allowed me to put my family first and, you know, really allowed me to do what I love to do. But what
it's
I really want
to... isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. What I really want to talk about, I kind of want to give a brief overview of what we'll be talking about on the call. First of all, we're going to talk about what is WordPress. There may be some people that have never heard of WordPress. They're not familiar with a blog. Why do they need a blog, and why is WordPress so popular? Then we're going to go through some of the benefits of using WordPress, because one of the things a lot of people may not realize is that WordPress cannot only be used as a blog, but it can also be used to manage an entire website. So it truly is a complete content management solution, which we're going to talk about that a little bit more as well. Then I also want to get into talking about the difference between free and premium WordPress templates, what the templates are and what are the differences. We'll go through a couple of the WordPress plugins that I think are extremely valuable and can help people rank better in the search engines. And then lastly, we'll talk a lot about social media marketing and why that's so important and why it's so important to have a WordPress blog.
It is. And if we have an opportunity, because I know we have a lot to cover, I would really like to, at the end of the call, discuss the difference between social media and social marketing. And there is a difference.
Okay, sure.
So, so you've got a ton of information here, so chat on. I mean, let's just jump right into it then. Okay.
The first thing that I want to say is that in today's world, if you are in business or you're looking to start a business, if you don't have a website, then you don't exist. Not having a website is a huge mistake if you're going to be in business, whether you're brick and mortar business or your business is completely online. WordPress is by far the most popular web blogging software, not only because it's extremely easy to use and it has a feature-rich interface that gives you a dashboard for managing your site, but it's also extremely flexible. You can add additional plugins to give WordPress added functionality that you may not be able to do on your own without hiring a full-time web designer or paying thousands of dollars to have a custom website built.
Now, Ben, I know what you mean by added functionality and plugins, but a lot of people may not. I have this conversation with clients, and I'll say, well, you know, the WordPress, we have all these widgets and plugins, and I might as well be seeing gadgets and fireflies. They don't
right.
know what I'm talking about. So can you give some for instances there?
Well, the first thing that I do whenever I take on a new project or begin to build a new website is I make a list of all of the things that I want my website to be able to do. Or I give a questionnaire to my clients and ask them, what is it that you want your website to do? A lot of people want to be able to sell products online. They maybe want to be able to collect names and email addresses. Maybe they have a free report that they want to make available for download. Maybe they want to link their WordPress blog with their Twitter account or their LinkedIn profile, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. But all of those things require you to add a plugin that makes it extremely easy to use with WordPress. WordPress, most web hosting providers, and a web host is simply where your website is stored, most web hosting providers give you a really easy one-click install of WordPress. So you can literally install WordPress in all of 15 minutes if you've got a hosting account set up that allows you to do that. So what I mean by plugins and extending the functionality, that means simply enabling WordPress to do things that a normal website couldn't do all on its own without a lot of fancy programming and spending a lot of money and time making that happen.
Right. And by regular website, you mean static website, one that doesn't have the functionality that WordPress
Right, exactly. And that's one thing I do want to point out is that a blog is simply short for web log. And most traditional blogs are, in some ways, kind of like an online diary, although they don't have to be personal. They can certainly be related to business or whatever topic that you're passionate about, anything that you could talk about for hours on end. That's what you should blog about. That's what you should write about. And if you're in business, of course, then you want to write about topics relevant to the business or industry that you're in. But WordPress can not only be used to set up your blog, but it can also be used to manage an entire website, which means that you don't necessarily have to include a blog on your website. You can set up a site using WordPress that doesn't look anything like a traditional blog. So that's really the difference, but a lot of people don't realize that you can use WordPress as a complete content management system.
Spoke earlier about high-end sites, that's exactly what we're talking about. That's what we're building.
Exactly. One of my goals as a web designer is to truly empower people to be able to maintain and update their websites by themselves. I'm certainly partnered with my clients. I don't build websites and then just leave them off on their own. One of the benefits of using WordPress is that it allows somebody to manage their own website. They don't have to call a web designer every time they need to make a small little update or change a schedule or upload a new image or anything like that, because WordPress has a dashboard that you can log into and edit all of the content on your website without having to rely on the web designer or spend hundreds of dollars on paying somebody to make what are really simple updates.
Well, I will say that sometimes you don't really want your client going in and meddling in the pages. The blog post, that's fine. But sometimes web pages, and I do the same as you, we have ongoing maintenance with our clients. We never cut them adrift. It's a choppy sea out there. But we really kind of talk them out of going in and meddling with the pages unless they're really, really good with HTML or things like that. But if we're there to walk them through it, they're fine. But it's a very easy system to work in once it's set up.
Right.
I find.
Let me quickly explain what I believe are the top five benefits of using WordPress. Because we've kind of covered what WordPress is and what it can do, and we've talked a little bit about what is a content management system. But let me go over the top five benefits that I see of using WordPress to manage your website or blog. The number one benefit, by far, is that it is extremely easy to use. In fact, if you know how to send an email, or you've ever used Microsoft Word, or you've set up your own Facebook account, then you can use WordPress. Using WordPress allows you not to worry about messing up the design, although for more advanced changes, of course, it's good to have somebody on your team that can help you with those technical things. But at the end of the day, WordPress is extremely easy to use. You don't have to be a computer programmer. You don't have to know any HTML to use WordPress. So that's the number one thing, easy to use. Secondly, WordPress is extremely cost-effective. There are ways to get started online for minimal cost. WordPress is open source software, which means it's completely free to download, and there are literally thousands of different WordPress templates that are available for you to pick from, and a template is simply a design, the look of your blog or your website. This is controlled by the template that you go with, and there are different levels of templates, which we'll talk about, free templates and premium templates and what are the differences. But ultimately, WordPress is a lot more affordable than hiring a web design agency and spending $3,000 to $5,000 to have a custom website built. So cost effectiveness. And then thirdly, which we talked about earlier, was that you can manage your own website without relying on a webmaster. You don't have to, you know, send an email to somebody to make the updates. Simple updates can easily be made by simply logging into your dashboard and clicking a few links to find the page that you want to edit. And that saves you both time and money, because you don't have to wait around for the changes to be made, and you don't have the added expense of paying somebody to make those updates. The fourth benefit would be that you can access your site from anywhere. Anywhere in the world that you have access to the internet, or you can get online, whether you're in an internet cafe in London or you're at home, or wherever, you can log into your website from anywhere and make updates to it. And then the last result, or the benefit that I see of using WordPress, is that it makes it easy to climb the search results. WordPress makes it a lot easier to optimize your search engine results, which means that your site is much more likely to land on the front page of Google, which means that people are a lot more likely to find you. And ultimately, at the end of the day, the best website in the world is not worth anything if you're not getting traffic to it. And so the benefit of using WordPress is that you can very quickly be indexed by the search engines and climb your way up in the search engines.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be the top five benefits.
I think those are all pretty important. So you spoke earlier about the difference between free and premium templates. Now, the free templates, and I've played around with some of them. They're not tremendously exciting, I guess.
Right.
I'm trying to be polite. I mean, some of them, they're actually very pretty, but they don't have a lot of functionality. And unless you really know what you're doing, you can't really modify them. You have to know some CSS. You have to be able to literally play in the background. And that defeats the purpose of a free template, because people are buying them, or downloading them, rather, because they don't know how to do anything different. So,
right.
And they have their place. They really do. Mm-hmm. I'm not slamming them. I think some of them are great. I don't use any of them, but that's because I don't have to. If I did have to, I would say where do you go? WordPress.com to get the free templates?
You can do a Google search for WordPress
templates,
and you'll find literally thousands of these templates that are available. But let me point out, though, that not all WordPress themes are created equal.
Yeah, I know.
Not only, there are two types of themes available for WordPress, themes that are free and themes that you have to pay for, or premium themes. Now, let me just go ahead and say that just because a theme is free doesn't mean that it's not necessarily a high-quality theme. There are plenty of WordPress themes out there that you can download for free and install and upload yourself that are every bit as professional as the premium WordPress themes. However, having said that, most premium WordPress themes are usually of a much higher quality. They look a lot more professional in the design and the layout, and they also include some level of support. So if you're just getting started with WordPress and you're setting up your blog, I recommend that you find a theme that includes support, somebody that you can email or get on the phone and say, hey, I'm having an issue, can you help me with this? Most premium themes have a support forum where you can log in and ask questions and even look at some of the questions that other people have had. And then lastly, most premium themes also give you extra features that regular free WordPress themes may not have. For example, many premium themes, WordPress themes, give you a theme options page. Some of the options that may be included on the theme options might be an easy way to link your blog with your Twitter account. Maybe you have an option with a premium theme to easily upload your own header image, or specify which categories on your website you want to feature or spotlight, and maybe even include those in some type of featured spotlight image rotator. Ultimately, a lot of premium themes have added functionality that you simply won't find in some of the free themes that are out there.
Right. Now, Ben, you've created some templates.
Yes, I have. I actually have created about three or four different WordPress templates of my own, and then I've also spent a lot of time customizing other templates for some of the clients that you and I have worked with together.
Mm-hmm.
The templates that I want to talk about today that I want to, mention and let people take a look at, the first one is called the WordPress Dream Theme. This is a premium WordPress theme, which means that it is a paid theme, and it includes the services of the Internet Genius, me. So when you buy one of my premium WordPress themes, you're not just getting a theme with a set of instructions on how to use it. You're actually getting access to me, so you can speak with me over the phone or by email, and I actually help my clients install and set up their websites. And if you want to check it out, you can go to wpdreamtheme.com. That's wpdreamtheme.com. And we'll go through some of the features of that particular theme in just a little bit, but just so you can take a look at it and see what all it can do, that's the web address that you can go to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
The other
if anybody
theme,
has questions, they can ask you at the end of the call. So
right
if you all have a chance to go there now, take a look at it, and formulate your questions for Ben, because we will open up the line at the end of the call.
Right. The other theme that I want to talk about is the video sales letter theme, which you can go to videosalesletter.com, and you can actually see that theme. These are two different WordPress themes that have two different uses. Again, it goes back to what is it that you want your website to do and how do you want it to function. My WordPress Dream theme is a magazine-style layout, so it allows you to showcase a lot of content on the home page of your website to feature the most important articles. You have a sidebar area on the right side of your screen that you can use to create an opt-in form perhaps to capture the names and emails of people in exchange for a free report or a download, whatever. And then, you know, you can also use that sidebar area to create links to other websites or other pages on your site, etc. So the WordPress Dream Theme is designed to look more like a magazine style. So when you come to the front page, you can literally see everything that's on the blog, on the website, right on the front page of the site. The other theme, my video sales letter theme, is designed for people that are looking to put up what are called landing pages or squeeze pages. A landing page is simply a website that you send traffic to either sell a product or a service, or to capture their name and email address, in which case it would be a squeeze page. But my video sales letter theme allows you to easily create a landing page or a squeeze page inside of WordPress, which means that you can go in and make changes to it and make updates to it without having to know anything about HTML. It also makes it extremely easy to add video to your sales pages, which is incredibly important. Video is becoming increasingly important on websites today. So,
I've already put Dream Theme into the chat room. What was the other one?
Videosalesletter.com.
Okay. So those of you in the chat room, the links are in there.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. Now, one thing that I want to say, if you are on the call and you're listening and you're checking these things out, you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, you'll see the different options for purchasing these templates. Don't order the video sales letter through videosalesletter.com. There's a link actually at the very bottom of wpdreamtheme.com where I actually include both templates together in one single package where you can actually save $200 over if you purchase them individually.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay, so I am actually looking at Dream Theme right now, but we'll come back to that in just a little bit. So like I say, there's a lot of people in the chat room. So if you have questions, kind of formulate those, or you can send me a note in the chat room, and I can ask Ben as we go. So, Ben, I hate to destroy your train of thought here, so keep on talking. You're giving a lot of information, and I don't want to stop you.
Okay, let me go ahead and talk a little bit about SEO or search engine optimization and how WordPress can help you when used effectively as a tool for getting ranked in the search engines. The first thing that I should point out about SEO, search engine optimization, and WordPress is that the key to effective search engine optimization is to publish fresh, new content on a consistent basis. You can do this very easily with a WordPress blog by publishing articles, by linking to other websites that you find interesting and including the keywords that you're wanting to get ranked for inside of your articles. But ultimately, the key is to publish new content on a regular basis. You would be far better off to publish, you know, one blog post a week for 6 months straight than you would be to publish every single day for 2 weeks and then stop. The key is consistency. And even though there are plugins available for WordPress that will help you with the search engine optimization, they don't work magically. They don't work by themselves. So they really only work when you're publishing fresh content to your website. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can use your WordPress blog in conjunction with article marketing sites like ezinearticles.com and any number of a dozen other websites that allow you to submit your articles. The goal
Explain how that works.
Okay, when you write an article...
I know what you mean, but somebody else
may
not.
When you write an article about your business or your product or maybe just a helpful article providing useful information about something, at the very end of the article, you have an opportunity to include a link back to your website or back to your blog. So article marketing means you write these articles and then you send them out to a bunch of different article sites where they get distributed across the web, and then they create backlinks to your website. So one of the things that will help you tremendously with SEO is by getting as many backlinks to your website as you possibly can. And article marketing is an extremely easy way to do that. Google actually has an algorithm or a formula for calculating search engine position, and I've always kind of compared it to a FICO score, credit score. There are a lot of different factors that go into your position in the search engines, including the age of your domain. So older established domains generally have higher credibility than a brand new website. Another factor would be the number of backlinks. That would be the number of sites that link back to your website. The depth of your website, which means you not only have a homepage, but you also have a lot of content, and it goes really deep. Depth basically means the number of pages that your website includes. And obviously with WordPress, you can create and publish an unlimited number of blog articles and web pages. It makes it very easy to organize your articles into categories and different sections. Another factor would be relevance, that you're blogging about a particular topic consistently, and almost everything on your website is related to whatever topic that you're blogging about.
Right. You don't want to be talking about WordPress and then all of a sudden start talking about Christmas.
Right, exactly. And it's perfectly okay to make your blog personal. There's nothing wrong with being you, writing from your heart, and occasionally throwing in, you know, a real post. This is who you are. You can mix the personal and the business together, but ultimately most of your content should be, you know, centered around a specific topic or an idea.
Right.
And then, of course, the last factor with SEO is that you're making the proper use of meta tags. Okay, meta tags are something that become a part of a web page. They're really invisible. You don't see meta tags when you pull up a web page, but the search engines see the meta tags. Meta tags are the description of your web page. They're the keywords that are included on your web page, and there is a plugin for WordPress called the All-in-One SEO Pack that allows you to easily tag your articles with the specific keywords that you want to be associated with that article. And what that does is it puts those meta tags on that page for you, so you don't have to manually go in and make changes to HTML code and try to figure out, you know, how do you get these tags included. WordPress can do this for you automatically by using the right plugins.
Yeah,
and by
the
publishing
content.
Exactly. Right.
I have a quick question in the chat room. We were talking earlier about publishing, you know, to ezine.com and selfgrowth.com, just to mention a few. One of the questions is, she has heard that if the same article is posted to multiple sites, the search engines ignore it.
Right. There's a whole controversy surrounding what is called duplicate content.
Yeah.
That is where the exact same article is being seen over and over again on across the web and all over the place. If you are the source of that article in the first place, then you have less to worry about, you know, being penalized for having duplicate content. Duplicate content comes less into play when you're talking about an article on one website and an article on another website, two separate domains. You know, it can affect you if you have the same content published twice on your own website.
Okay.
You know,
for instance, you know, I have several blogs, but my two major blogs, and when you were talking earlier about publishing consistency, you know, I kind of cringe. You probably felt me cringe because I have been so busy this past month that I have not been consistent. And,
right.
You know, I tell people exactly what you just said, be consistent, and then I have to smack my own hand because I'm not doing it. But
right.
I do have an excuse, I really do. But I have the same kind of, you know, conversation going on in my head. If I want to post, say, this information, I'm interviewing Ben Cope, the Internet Genius, on Blog Talk Radio. I want to be able to post it on Internet Mastery Blog, my Internet Mastery Marketing blog. I also want to post it on your Virtual Assistant blog. And I just said, well, heck with it. I'm going to do both. So
right.
Was I penalized?
I honestly don't know the exact answer to your question.
I don't
question.
Either. I just
I don't think that you're penalized for having it appear in multiple places. The more places that your stuff can appear, the better. I think that's the purpose
for article marketing. You know, I think it doesn't matter really where it lands as long as the resource box points
right.
it back to you.
Ultimately, I'm not a search engine expert. I can't tell you how the Google algorithm works or explain in technical detail exactly
mm-hmm.
what gets penalized and what doesn't. But what I can tell you is that the hundreds of clients that I've worked with that have a WordPress blog and they're publishing articles and submitting them to the article sites, it works. They get ranked in the search engines. They get found. And, you know, better not to concern yourself from 1 month to the next over what Google is doing. And you hear people talk all the time about they got slapped by Google and Google changed their algorithm and they lost page rank and they lost, you know, ranking in the search engines.
Mm-hmm.
I would focus more on the content than where you – obviously, it's a goal to be ranked in the search engines. You want to appear in the top 10 results.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're focused on publishing good, quality content on a regular basis, then it doesn't matter what Google does when they change their page rank formula. It doesn't matter, you know, how things shift around.
Right.
You're still going to be found in the search engines. And that should be your focus. It's just publishing good quality content,
right.
You know?
I have had the same website, Your Office on the Web, for, 9 or 10 years now. And it's had a couple of facelifts. It's going to have another one pretty soon, but it's, you know, I've owned it for years. I've operated it for years. I had a Google rank of 4, at one time 5. Now I'm a 0. I lost my Google rank. I had to eat a jar of Tums. I thought I was going to die. And then it occurred to me that it didn't matter because I'm busier than I ever was.
Exactly.
And people
are
finding me through that website.
Your business doesn't live or die based on your Google page rank.
No. Now, if you're trying to sell text advertisement, it will. You know,
right,
if you're trying
exactly.
to sell real estate on your website, they're going to look at your rankings. But
one thing
if you're
that
not,
I do,
it's not going to matter.
One thing that I do want to point out about search engines, though, and being ranked in the search engines, because I've seen this happen with some of my other clients, it's important to start out the right way from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend setting up a self-hosted WordPress blog.
Absolutely.
That means you install WordPress on your own hosting account so that you have complete 100% control over the content, over where it's hosted, and you have an extreme amount of flexibility. If you start building a website in blogger.com and a year later you decide to move all of that stuff over into WordPress, it's easy to do that. You can easily export a blog from blogger.com and set up, you know, move all of that content over into WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
However, that will affect your search engine credibility. Whenever you move to a different hosting account, you're moving from one IP address to another. That absolutely affects your position in the search engines, and you can easily lose page rank that way, you know, as well as credibility. So
mm-hmm.
I recommend that you start out on your own web hosting with a WordPress blog.
I do too. And I had this conversation the other night on a teleseminar that I did, and a lot of the people on there fairly new to the technical world, brand new to the virtual assistants industry world. And I thought about you when I was having this conversation because many of them, too many, really had WordPress.com blogs. And I said, oh my, if you can self-host, move now. Move before it gets
right.
too big and too unwieldy and before WordPress takes it away. And
right.
I had that happen.
Absolutely.
I had a very popular, I mean, a really, really popular blog on
right.
WordPress.com. I had several hundred posts. I had a tremendous amount of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And what I didn't realize, stupid me, I should have read the agreement when I signed it or checked the
exactly.
little box. But
yep.
you don't. And I think I had a sum total of 2 affiliate links within these hundreds of posts.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody caught it, complained about it, my blog went to heaven.
Exactly.
And they would not put it back up.
WordPress.com can terminate your account at any time.
And they
do have a very long terms of service that most people just simply ignore when they're signing up for a new
which
account.
Which I did. Don't do
so
that.
So, yes, absolutely. Do not start out on the WordPress.com
no.
account. And if you are on WordPress.com, I recommend moving over to a self-hosted blog, self-hosted version of WordPress as soon as you possibly can. And there are other benefits to using having a self-hosted blog besides the fact that WordPress.com can't simply shut you down and turn your site off.
And I'm sure you're going to list them. The other thing is you have no external HTML. You can't put an opt-in list. You can't gather information. It's basically just a blog. You get to chat and people get to respond. That's it.
You're very limited over the design and plugins that you can install with the WordPress.com. A self-hosted blog with WordPress allows you to customize your blog however you like. You can add any plugins that you find that are compatible with your version of WordPress and the particular theme that you're using. You have complete flexibility over your entire website. And it's not like somebody can come around and just shut your website down and make it where you lose everything that you have. Which brings up a good point about making backups of your content. I do recommend that people make regular hard copy backups of their blog. Most hosting providers provide this as a service where they'll automatically make a weekly backup of all the sites that are hosted on their servers. But there is a plugin for WordPress that allows you to have a backup of your WordPress site automatically emailed to you, and you can set up the frequency, whether you want it to be done every day or every week.
Mm-hmm.
I think once a week is probably enough, because worst case scenario, you may lose a week's worth of content, but you're not going to lose the entire website, and you've got something to fall back on if something happens to your website.
And here's the thing, when you're blogging, and you're blogging consistently, and you're blogging to several blogs as I do and as Ben does, that is time consuming. I mean, we have to stop, we have to think, we have to write, we have to edit, then we have to read it, then we have to think, do I really want to do this? I mean, there's an awful lot of time and angst that goes into some of these posts. You don't just whip something out, throw it up there. You have to really gauge your market, understand what your message is, be on point, and make sure you didn't put a lot of misspellings in there. So it is work. You have to be almost a technical writer to get some of these things up. And when you lose hundreds of posts, Tums won't do it. You'll be on a psychiatric couch. Trust me.
Yep.
So I know that we need to talk, too, about social. Well, let me go back a little bit. Let's talk about the age of your domain. I think a lot of people don't understand how this affects not just your ranking, but just the fact that you're out there on the Internet, that you have this, you know, this continuity, if you will. So can you back up just a little bit and explain that?
One of the reasons that Google is constantly changing its algorithm and changing page rank and the position of pages that they index is because there are, unfortunately, in the world that we live in, there are spammers. And I'm sure that your inbox gets flooded with email spam.
Yep.
In fact, some estimates say that as much as 80% of the email that gets sent today is spam.
Do you know that that's an entire industry? People make an industry out of that. They make millions of dollars.
Yep. And so these spammers will basically reverse engineer the way that Google is ranking their pages. They'll figure it out, or they'll figure out one small part of it that seems to be working. Well, when Google figures out that their system has been, you know, somehow not compromised, but in other words, somebody's been able to figure out how to get their pages ranked really quickly in the search engines, Google will change its algorithm. Google will change the formula that it uses to rank pages. Well, the age of your domain name has a lot to do with your credibility, because a spammer will often register a brand new domain name and throw it up there and quickly turn it into a link farm. So a brand new domain name has a little less credibility in the eyes of Google than a domain name that's been around. You've been on the web for 5 years, you've been on the web for even 2 years. The longer your domain name is in existence and the longer you have content on that site and it's being updated, the more reliable and credible that Google sees your website.
Now let me ask you this, and I've had this question come up and I'm not entirely sure how to answer it. There are things I don't know, surprisingly enough. But
well,
one
you
of the
and
things,
me both.
Oh, good. Well, and we learn. We learn something new every day. It's, I mean, life is a fascinating journey for us. But what I do when I buy a domain name, and I own hundreds of them, I never purchase it for a year. I do it a minimum. If I'm not sure that I'm going to do anything with it, if I'm just speculating, I'm catching a little bit of a cold. If I'm just speculating on the name, I might buy it for, I'll buy it for 2 years at a minimum. And it may just sit. I may sell it. But on names that I know I'm going to be using forever and ever, amen, like my own name, AnnaDeniseGriffiths.com, you know, I purchase those for 5 and 10 years.
By all means, it makes a lot more sense. And
even
and
if you
look
don't
a
use
lot
them,
more credible
you
when
do.
You have a domain name that's registered for 10 years out. Because
right.
a spammer is not interested in a domain name 10 years from now. They're going
no,
to register
not.
A
About
domain
3 months.
Name for 1 year, and
right.
they're going to use it and throw up some kind of link farm or junk blog. And,
right.
you know,
and
Google
you see
recognizes,
those everywhere.
Absolutely.
I get
Google recognizes.
From
you know, not only how old your domain name is, how long it's been registered, but also how long you've registered it for. So if you're starting a brand new blog, obviously, you know, the age of your domain name, you have no control over that. But what you do have control over is how long you register the domain name for.
Right.
So if, you know, by all means, I absolutely recommend it, at least a minimum of 2 years.
And that's
and
what
preferably
I tell my clients.
5 years or 10 years.
Right. Get it for two. Now, I had, and I'm just going to use this as a useful warning, because I had, when I was brand new at this, I put up a website, and I still own a website called Operation Letters to Santa.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually one of the top 10 Christmas sites in the world. It wasn't built to be that, but that's just how it happened, and I'm very grateful that that happened. But,
right.
I, you know, I was brand new. I was rather green behind the ears, and I was working my fanny off, not paying attention when Operation Letters, L-E-T-T-E-R-S, to
mm-hmm.
Santa needed to be renewed.
Right.
And a link farmer bought it, and they
yep.
still own it, and I still hate them. I mean, we just, there we go. So I immediately went in and went, oh, my God, and I had to register Operation Letter to Santa without the S, .com,
right.
and then I got smart. It was a very painful lesson, and I bought it for many, many years. So
yep.
I think at this point it's registered. It's been registered for almost 10 years. It's registered for another 10. So
right.
nobody's laying their hands on my website again.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very painful lesson. But then after that I learned that, you know, you really do need, just for continuity and, you know, for the search engines and to just let people know that you are serious about this domain name, that you
mm-hmm.
need to register for a minimum of 2 years.
Right.
So I'm glad I'm not giving my clients bad advice. So thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
So social media marketing, this is a huge, huge thing, and people are just beginning to realize just how critical this is. So let's
right.
get real in-depth on that.
Okay. The first thing that I want to point out about social marketing, social media marketing, what do we mean by that? What is it? What is it not? Most people have probably heard about sites like Twitter. .com, which has been in the news a lot, Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, all of these websites, these are social websites. And the goal of these social websites is to link people together. But Facebook is not only good for looking up old high school friends, it can also be an effective tool for marketing your business, your website, your services that you provide. It's a really good tool for connecting with your customers. So the key to social media marketing is to build relationship. All of the tools that are available to a blogger or a website owner or business owner, for that matter, all of these tools simply enable you to build relationships with the people that you want to do business with. So that's what we mean by social media marketing. But it's a lot more than simply having a presence on these websites. Just because you have a Twitter account, just because you've created a Facebook profile, doesn't mean that it's somehow going to automatically send you brand new leads every single day. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
work on autopilot, although there are ways to automate
right.
the way these tools work. They don't work on autopilot. And ultimately, social media marketing is about building relationships. So
I agree.
Do you have anything to add to that, anything I've left out?
No, you're absolutely correct. And a lot of people will say, well, you know, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, and it's not working for me. So
right.
I'll go look at their Facebook or their Twitter, and they haven't done a darn thing in months.
I
have to say, what aggravates me about Facebook, some of the pages that I see, and this is just a personal observation, But if you're building a professional profile on Facebook, don't put those goofy applications on there. Don't accept drinks and send roses. Please.
Yeah.
I'm begging.
Yep.
I mean, they're cute, but they're for, that is, and that's how we define, this is how I define social media as opposed to social marketing. If you are marketing
right.
your professional services, nobody wants to have to wade through drinks and beers and posies of roses.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it. It's not professional.
Right. Well, you asked a question. A lot of people are, they set up a Facebook profile, they create a Twitter account, and they get on LinkedIn because everybody's telling them that they need to be on those sites.
Right.
They need to be using
right.
these tools. Well, they have no idea how to use these tools. Well,
right, and they
know,
don't use them.
After they've created an account, but they've not done anything with it, all of a sudden they want to say, well, this isn't working, this doesn't
mm-hmm.
work. You know, it's not, you know, the bottom line is, I heard, I was at a conference this past weekend, and I was listening to a gentleman speak. His name is Scott Stratton, and on Twitter, his Twitter username is unmarketing, UnMarketing. Mm-hmm. And he's an absolutely brilliant social marketing strategist. Absolutely recommend that you check out his stuff. But he made the analogy of social media marketing kind of like opening a bank account. When you set up a Facebook profile or a LinkedIn account or a Twitter account, it's like opening a bank account. Nobody goes in and opens a bank account with a $100 minimum deposit and then turns right around and tries to make a $5,000 withdrawal.
Right.
You know, you can't, you know, the currency of social media is relationship. It's called social currency. You have to make an investment into these tools before you can ever cash out of them, before you can ever monetize these tools. That means you have to make, you have to stay involved, you have to stay active. You have to make updates on your Twitter account. You
mm-hmm.
have to interact. You know, the biggest thing, as we mentioned before, about social media is that it's all about the interaction. And ultimately, your WordPress blog is not and should not be a one-way form of communication. Blogs should be a two-way form of communication. You want to create a dialogue and interaction between the people that you're connected with on Facebook, the people
mm-hmm.
that follow you on Twitter, and the connections that you have on LinkedIn. Because at the end of the day, people will do business with those they know, like, and trust.
And
what better way to yeah,
right.
what better way to build up that trust than to make an investment in these social media applications like Facebook
right.
and Twitter and LinkedIn, which, in my opinion, are three of the most powerful social marketing tools that are available today.
They really are. My fourth one is fast pitch networking, and that's another call, but we've talked about that one a lot. And I like fast pitch just because of the press releases and the event posting. It's fabulous. But it's not really social media, so that's another thing altogether. But you're absolutely right. And people, if you have products and if you have systems that you want to sell or if you have a coaching program that you want to sell, nobody's going to buy from you or get involved with you if they're not comfortable with you, if they don't know something about you. It used to
right.
be, Ben, and I know you know this too, it used to be back in the, when we first started out doing this, that we kind of operated behind our website, so to speak. We would put up a website. People did not post their pictures on the Internet. They
mm-hmm.
did not even necessarily, you know, name the principals of their company.
Right.
You know, my web development company is called Your Office on the Web.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't put all that information. You've wanted to contact us, you contact us, and we give you a website quote. Then
right.
things started changing, and I don't know who it was. I want to say it was Joel Kalm, you know, the
mm-hmm.
father, godfather of AdSense,
mm-hmm.
who first put his picture up. And I don't know that it was him, but he was certainly one of the first.
Right.
And I remember.
And by the way, since you mentioned Joel Kalm, I want to take the opportunity to tell everyone about a book that Joel Kalm has written called Twitter Power.
Mm-hmm.
An excellent, excellent book.
Buy it.
I recommend
absolutely.
It for anyone that
yeah.
is looking to get started on Twitter. If you go to twitterpower.com, you can actually get a copy of the book, and you'll also automatically gain access to three different training calls that he does where he talks about how to use Facebook, how to use LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
And how to use Twitter for your business. So it's
yep.
well worth the investment. I highly recommend it. So.
Well, and Joel Kalm, that's another part of this conversation, that, and I'm glad you brought that up, but what happens with these types of things is Joel Kahn, I'm going to go back to him for just a second. He put his picture up, and people, I remember the conversations on the internet. People were like, oh my God, what about privacy? Oh my God. And I agree with that to some degree. I don't like to post my personal picture. It's a personal privacy issue. Besides that, I hate cameras. I have been known to offer to pay for a camera if somebody keeps sticking it in my face. Don't like it, never will like it, and that's just the end of it. But some people are very willing to put up their picture, put up videos. This is how you communicate with people. Ben is a master at this. I mean, you've got some great videos out there. And people communicate, they resonate, they hear your message, they understand what you're saying, they understand what you bring to the table, and that's why they will do business with you. So social media has dramatically changed the way we do business on the internet, and not just the difference between a static website, and we can talk about that in another conversation, as opposed to a WordPress platform website. But going back to Joel Kahn, we're talking about longevity. We're talking about dialogue. And Joel Kahn has been out there for a long time. He's incredibly famous on the internet, has a huge following, and he did it by doing exactly everything we're talking about here today.
Right.
He has dialogues. He has conversations. He's very accessible.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it. You just tell people who you are, what you do, what you bring to the table, how you can help them.
Right.
It's so important. How do you help
people? Exactly. I think that is very much the key question. If you want to increase the number of leads that you're getting, if you want to increase the number of sales that you're making, then your business can't simply be about the next sale, the next transaction.
Yeah.
It can't be about numbers or followers or, you know, just about how many people you're able to reach. Because it doesn't matter how many people you can reach if none of the people that you're reaching are listening. And, you know, as the old saying goes, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Nobody wants to buy your product or invest in your service or build or begin a relationship with you until they know that they can trust you. And that whole trust factor is built around a relationship. You know, it starts with asking the question, how can I help you today?
Right.
What can I offer you? How can I be of assistance to you? You know, it's such a simple question, such an easy thing to do, but so many people are simply trying to, you know, post all the benefits of their product, and they're trying to post all the features and all the gizmos and gadgets and bells and whistles that their company has, that the business has. But if they fail to ask the question, how can I help you, then they're missing out on a boatload of sales. They're missing out on the opportunity to establish long-term relationships with their clients.
And it goes a step further, Ben. It really does, because I've been following people around on the internet since there was an internet. The day the internet came into being, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I bought one of the very first computers. It was a very expensive boat anchor. I spoke MS-DOS for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was a geek. I admit it. I'm a geek with curly hair. But, you know, there are a lot of people that I have followed around for a lot of years, and I'm not going to mention names. They're very, very well-known marketers.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't buy anything from them right now. They have completely missed the boat, some of them.
Right.
It's all about give me, give me, give me. I'm doing this. How great am I?
Right.
And they're just, it's a numbers game for them now, and it's so apparent.
Exactly.
And it's a shame. But they're absolutely missing the point of saying, "What? You know, I'm successful. How can I help you do what I do?"
Yep.
But they're not doing that, and it's a crying shame.
Right.
So I know we wanted to talk, too, about lead generation. It may be that we have to have a second call because we haven't even covered a fraction of what we need to cover on this. Would you come back as a guest again?
Absolutely. I would absolutely love to talk about lead generation and how you can use WordPress to build up a list of followers, of subscribers.
Right.
And using WordPress as a tool for lead generation, as you mentioned, it's a whole other topic.
It really is, and one that is almost going to require just a separate call. But we have some people kind of with their hands up, so I'd like to open up the call, if you don't mind.
Sure, absolutely.
And let them ask some questions. So let's go ahead and see if we can get some people on the call.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how many I can let in here. I'll try them all. Okay, so this is Denise, and I'm with Ben Cope. Does anybody have any questions for Ben?
Good morning,
good
Denise.
Morning, Denise.
It's Judy, the journaling genius.
That's genius with a J, Ben, not G.
Hi, Judy. I'm hearing a really bad echo.
Yeah, that's probably me, Denise. It's Julia. Hang on.
Well, Julia.
Okay,
let's try this again.
No,
I'm still hearing an echo.
Nope, I'm muting. Bye.
Bye. Okay, Judy, you there?
I'm here. Is the echo
All right,
gone?
That took care of the echo, yeah. Do you have a question for Ben? I know you
I do.
You've been very busy in the chat room.
Can
Ben,
I
Judy Peebles. She is known as the journaling genius. Mm-hmm. I interviewed her some weeks ago, and it was so funny. I got an email right before the interview, and she said, I'm in the green room. And I rolled. I was rolling on the floor. So this is Judy, and she does have some questions for you.
Okay.
Now, I have a question about the Facebook business pages.
Mm-hmm.
Can you address that specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. Facebook not only allows individuals to set up their own profile, their personal profile, but they also allow a company or a business to set up a profile page for their business. This allows you to create links to your product or your service. It allows you to gain followers around a specific brand or a business. You can have a fan page that allows people to interact with your company in that way. I highly recommend setting up a business profile on Facebook because that's yet another thing that can help you with search engine rankings. Facebook pages and business pages are very often indexed by Google and very often show up in the top search results. So it's yet another way that you can easily create backlinks to your website or your blog. And, you know, it does encourage that interaction between the people that are following you on Facebook and, you know, it makes it easier to create that dialogue.
Ben, can you address the fact that what we can do with these, and one of the best things to do is take a URL that you already own. Let's talk mm-hmm. about those domain names that you've parked. For instance, I'm known as the Virtual Assistants Industry Expert, which is a terribly long name, but I bought it. And I'm going to be redirecting that to my Facebook page.
Right.
So when people type in Virtual Assistants Industry Expert, guess where they're going?
Exactly. And I definitely recommend that you register a domain name that you can point to your Facebook profile. It makes it very easy to share with people. In fact, I registered a domain name that points to my Facebook account. It's bencope.me. And I include that web address on my business card. Because it gives people a way to instantly connect with me personally, if not professionally, and get to know me, you know, a lot better than they could than simply hearing me talk on the phone or by reading my blog. And it creates that point of initial contact. Most domain name providers, like GoDaddy, give you an easy way to set up something called domain forwarding. So your actual Facebook profile URL is this really long URL, and it has a bunch of letters and numbers that are part of it. But you can simply copy that URL and set up one of your registered domain names to forward to that long URL. So you can easily tell people about how they can connect with you on Facebook.
Right. And if you have a tagline, and this is very important that you do, buy that tagline. Buy that URL. If you haven't already bought your personal name, buy your personal name. But also buy your tagline, because you're going to need redirects to different processes and systems and programs, different things that you're up to. And like Ben says, to Facebook. So it's really important to head on over to GoDaddy and go buy these things and register them for 2 years or better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I should direct that to my Facebook business page, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Well, Ben, I say this is really helpful, and I must say I love WordPress because even I can use it. And I'm somewhat of a geekette, but not that technical. But I can actually add pages and comments and links and stuff to my WordPress, which is a paid WordPress that Denise set up for me. Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome. I need to go in and add Eskimet, don't I?
Yeah, I'm getting spammed on my blog.
I tell her it's because, you know, people love her. She's not buying it. I have to actually do some work on it. I tried. Okay, so do we have any, Judy, do you have any other questions?
Well, I just wanted to touch back again on this issue about posting an article on duplicate articles, because I'm actually helping a friend of mine by adding to her blog. And what I thought, well, that'd be cool because that would keep me disciplined because I have to send it to her once a week and then I'll just add that article to my blog. But she said that she found out that the search engines will ignore it unless there's a 30% content change. So it's not an actual link to my blog. It's actually an article that I send her that she posts on her blog.
Right. I recommend there's absolutely nothing wrong with taking an article from somebody else's blog and republishing it on your blog, with permission, and as long as you create the link back to theirs.
And do a trackback, by the way.
Right.
Explain to her about a trackback.
A trackback is simply a notification that lets another blog know that you've linked to them.
Oh, so, okay.
It's another way of just creating, those links back and forth.
So instead of reposting the article to my blog, I post the link to her blog to go to my article on her blog. Is that what you're saying?
No. Blog. I mean, post it.
What I want to say is that it's okay to take an article and republish it on your website or your blog. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that all the time. Don't let that be the only thing that you ever publish to your blog is content that you've copied and pasted from somewhere else. Search engines are very smart about detecting duplicate content. As long as it's not the only thing that you're ever doing, as long as you're producing original content more frequently than you're taking articles and simply rehashing and republishing them, then you should be fine from a search engine perspective.
Okay, thank you.
Now, Judy, just make sure that you're posting other things. I mean,
right.
Every other day. How often are you posting to her blog?
Once a week.
Okay. Well, post that and then at least once a week or preferably twice a week post
something else.
Else of your own that's original.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I see that we have a caller from the 512 area code. Are you on and do you have a question? Apparently not. No other questions? Hello? I'm hearing clicking. I don't know what's going on. Well, Ben, I know that we had a lot of things that we didn't have time to cover. The thing about WordPress is, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, it can make or break your online business.
Right.
How you position yourself, and I'm not just saying WordPress will do it, but using WordPress gives you a huge advantage to get your name out there, get your business out there, get people to interact with you. It's a small portion of what we call social marketing. I'm not saying social media. I'm saying
right.
Social marketing. But Ben and I are going to have to schedule another call because there's a lot of things here that we just did not get to. This is a huge topic. It's a very important topic. And I think it's something that y'all need so you can make those decisions about current websites or future websites or even Facebook, just how you interact with people on Facebook and LinkedIn, because believe it or not, these all tie together. They do gel. And that's the beauty of WordPress. You can automate some of it, and it does, create a viral environment for you if you work at it. As Ben said, you don't go create a $100 account and then just leave it sit and hope that you're going to get some interest out of it. You won't. You'll get
right.
3 cents for the year, about.
Mm-hmm.
So why go to the trouble? Why waste the gas to go to the bank is my point. So what we need to talk about the next time is we'll talk about in my opinion, and Ben, I hope you agree with me on this, the very important aspect that your social marketing will play in your WordPress blog.
Mm-hmm.
And can we talk about video sales letters, too, the next time we chat?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Video is huge. And do you have a moment to just kind of touch on why video is so important?
Real quickly, just to highlight the video. Just a statistic. Every minute on YouTube, over 10 hours of video content is being uploaded. Video is huge on the internet, not only because the cost of producing video has gone way down, but the tools of production are now affordable, and almost anybody can afford to get a decent consumer-grade video camera and very quickly and very easily publish video content to their website. The reason it's so powerful, I think, is because it allows people to connect with you visually. It allows them to hear your voice, to see your face, And there are things that you can describe and communicate via video that simply can't be conveyed in any other way or as effectively. You can show how to use a product. You can you can add passion and excitement and enthusiasm with video, and you can add, you know, background music and effects and make it look really professional, really at a fraction of the cost that it used to be. And I don't have an exact number, but I can tell you that any sales letter website that includes video always has a higher opt-in or higher conversion rate than those that don't. And there's a number of different marketers that would back that up and can attest to that fact.
Yeah, I agree. And that's something I think we really need to tackle on the next call. So, well, thank you, Ben, for being here with me today. I know you're really busy, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. You have given our callers some really valuable information, and I know they appreciate it. And if nobody else has any questions, I think we'll go ahead and end this call. So if your hands are up, let me know. Any questions? Julia, are you still in the chat room? Do you have a question? Somebody's clicking. I don't know what that is. Well, anyway, I think that we have done what we can to do, you know, with this call today. And, Ben, thank you so much for being here.
You're quite welcome.
Oh, I really enjoyed this. I get very excited about WordPress, so thank you so much. Now, the call is will be available for download in about an hour. It's being recorded. I will not be here next Friday. I'm going on vacation. Who knew? I'm going to be at Emeril Lagasse's restaurant in Gulfport, Mississippi. I'll let you all know how it was. I know. We're going to be there twice. So anyway, we will be gone next Friday, but we will return on Friday, May 15th, and hopefully, I'm not sure who I've got scheduled for that, but Ben, I'm going to try to get you back in the next couple of weeks if we can, just so this conversation doesn't kind of flag. This is an important conversation.
Yep.
So I'll contact you and let you know. But everybody, thank you so much for being here. Have a great weekend, and I will see you on the 15th.
All right. Thanks, Denise.
You're welcome, Ben. Bye-bye.